Thank you very much for asking me to come here this evening and address you on the glories of Lord Nityananda this evening. I feel very humbled in your presence. I'd like to read to all of you a very beautiful prayer written by a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. Perhaps not so famous, but sometimes the greatest devotees are the ones we don't even recognize due to the crown jewel of all Vaishnava qualities, which is humility. This devotee lived just after the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. He's described as a medieval poet, and his name was Hare Krishna Das. You couldn't get a better name than that, Hare Krishna Das. And he wrote this beautiful prayer. I'm just going to read the English translation. My Bengali is as good as my Hindi, which means I won't. So, Hare Krishna Das reveals to us the glories of Lord Nityananda in five prayers. He says, O my dear Lord Nityananda Prabhu, please be merciful unto me so that your name and character always dance within my mouth. The abode of Hadai Pandit is the village named Akachakra, where you appeared with your endless opulences. O ocean of mercy, Nityananda, you are the true friend of the people of this world. You give pure love of Godhead, free of any cheating propensity. Nityananda forgave even those upon whom the merciful Lord Chaitanya exhibited anger. Thereby he delivered even such sinners. When Yamaraj, the presiding deity of the hellish planets, saw all of his hells empty, he came to Nitai in a dejected mode and said, You have forcibly relieved me of all my duties. Yamaraj continued, Previously, the lowest amongst Brahmins named Ajamil delivered himself from all sins by chanting Dhambhasa, the shadow of the pure holy name. Now that you have appeared, everyone has suddenly become a Vaishnava by hearing the pure chanting of the holy names. O Lord, if you wanted to take away my responsibilities in such a manner, why give them to me in the first place? Hare Krishna Das submits a plea at the lotus feet of Nityananda. O Nitai, give me the cooling shade of your lotus feet. If I ever take birth again, let your mercy be upon me, even in that life, so that I will always sing the glories of Chaitanya and Nitai. Hare Krishna Das, medieval poet, he. So again, today is the divine appearance of Lord Nityananda. By the mercy of the great saint Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who we will be speaking about tomorrow, we get a hint of the transcendental identity of Lord Nityananda. Narottam Das Thakur writes, Brajendra Nandana Shi Sati Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Just as Lord Krishna, the Prince of Braja, has appeared as Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, so Lord Balaram has appeared as Nitai. As all of you are educated, men and women, in the science of Krishna consciousness, you know that Lord Balaram is actually the first expansion of Krishna. being the first expansion of Krishna, Śrīdhara Prabhupāda has noted that there's practically no difference between Balaram and Krishna. The only difference is that Krishna is bluish-black like a monsoon cloud, and his first expansion, Balaram, is whitish like an autumn cloud. It's the only difference. But because Lord Balaram is an expansion of Krishna, he's subservient to Krishna. How is Lord Balaram subservient to Krishna? He expands himself as Krishna's staff. He expands himself as the umbrella that goes over the Lord. Balaram expands himself as the shoes of Krishna. He expands himself as the Lord's bed. And Lord Balaram expands himself as the Dham. When we go to Mayapur Dham, or we go to Jagannath Puri Dham, or we go to Vrindavan Dham, we love the Dhams. Those Dhams are actually an expansion of Lord Balaram. So in that way he serves the Lord by expanding himself to facilitate his brother, Krishna. He also serves the Lord in a very protective way because he's Dauji. Dauji means he's a little older than Krishna. He appeared before Krishna, so he's Dauji, elder brother. So in Vedic culture, elder brother protects the younger brothers and sisters, isn't it? So such wonderful pastimes. Just as Krishna killed so many demons, Balaram killed so many demons, and they even killed demons together. So amazing are the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram that Prabhupada, when he established our famous Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, in the center altar, we were expecting Radha and Krishna. I remember, 1976, I think it was. We were expecting, but Prabhupada said, no, Krishna Balaram. And we asked him why, and Prabhupada said, because we were given this land here in Vrindavan. At that time, it was way outside of Vrindavan proper. This was back, in the early 70s, so some devotees were even questioning, we're so far away, who will come to our temple? But it became very famous, so many people came because it was the Angrezi temple. Let's go see the Angrezis. But Prabhupada chose to put Krishna and Balaram in the center, he said, because here in Ramanreti, that particular area, there are very soft sands. And Prabhupada said, in those sands, Krishna and Balaram had their pastimes. So he thought appropriate. And being brothers, essentially brothers, Krishna and Balaram were inseparable, actually. If you study the scriptures very carefully, you'll note that there's hardly a moment where Krishna and Balaram are separated, except, you know, when there's Rasa-lila going on. Krishna has his Rasa-lila and Balaram has his Rasa-lila. You don't attend your brother's Rasa-lila, it's Rasa-vasa. And also there were a few moments, like for example, on Balaram's birthday, the Vrajavasis would celebrate, but that was the day that Krishna chastised the Kaliya serpent. So during that, Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent, Balaram wasn't there. The news spread very quickly that Krishna is enwrapped in the coils of the Kaliya serpent. So many devotees came to see or to help or to rescue, and Balaram also came running. But other than that, they were like this. They were inseparable. So whenever there's a need for the Lord to leave the spiritual world and come here to this nasty world, this horrible place, as Prabhupada once described it, Dukkalayam Ashashvatam, a temporary place full of misery, Paritranayo Sadhanam Vinashaya Tadushkritam Dharma Samstapanartaya. When Krishna comes out of his causeless mercy to rescue you and me, annihilate the miscreants, and reestablish the principles of Dharma, because everything deteriorates in this world, he comes with his entourage. Prabhupada said, just like a king, when a king Vedic times, went anywhere, he wouldn't go alone. He'd bring his family members, his ministers, his guards, his cooks. So in the same way, when the Lord comes from the spiritual world, he comes with his entourage. In fact, one time I heard Prabhupada say in Geneva, Switzerland, you'll never see a picture of Krishna alone. Prabhupada said, at least a peacock must be there. Because the absolute truth means the Lord, his devotee, and the process of loving devotional service. Those three things. This is absolute truth. God, his devotees, and those who are engaging in that process of loving devotional service. So you'll always, Krishna's never alone. He's always his devotees. So naturally we would assume that if he's always with Balaram, except under a few occasions in the spiritual world, then he will come with Balaram to this world. And he does. He always comes with Balaram. And as Krishna expands into various incarnations for his purposes, he takes particular forms. His personality manifests as different incarnations. For example, when he came as Ram, where was Balaram? It's Lakshman. When he came as Krishna, he brought Balaram. And when he came as Gora, he brought Nitai. Kaviraj Goswami, he poetically describes this amazing phenomena, how these transcendental brothers have also appeared in the age of Kali. Although Krishna's Triyuga avatar, it means generally he appears, or he always appears in three ages, it's not mentioned Kali Yuga, because people are too fallen to be delivered. We're the burnt leftovers from previous ages. No hope. But Krishna Vardham Tuyat, Krishna Vana Twisha Krishnam Shango Panga Shaparshadam Yagnai Sankatan Payar Jantihi Shumera Shaha. 11th canto Bhagavatam describes he does come, but not directly. Because if he came as directly as God, everyone want to imitate him and also become God. And this is the disease of the conditioned soul, to become God, the supreme enjoyer. Number one. So in Kali Yuga he comes disguised as a devotee, but what a devotee. Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. In fact, when he took sannyasa at 24 years of age, he was so handsome, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got worried. How you can maintain your sannyasa, young man? He met him in the Jagannath Puri temple. He had fainted due to ecstasy, Mahaprabhu, upon seeing Jagannath. And the chief priest of that temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he saw this young sannyasi. He said, I have to initiate you into a higher order of sannyas. You won't make it. You're too beautiful. Little did he know, he was talking to the person who's the source of all beauty. The Lord himself. Beauty is one of Bhagavan's opulences. So, Gornitai, they come together. Just as Krishna came as Ram and Lakshman, as he came as Krishna and Balaram, he came as Gornitai. And Kaviraj Goswami very poetically describes how these two transcendental brothers appear together. He says, Bande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gurudaya Pushpanvanto Chitta Sando Tamo Nadu. I offer my most respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benedictions upon all. And just as Lakshman assisted Ram in his pastimes in Treta Yuga, just as Balaram assisted Krishna in his pastimes in Dwapara Yuga, and I gave you a definition explicitly how he served Krishna. So Nityananda assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes in Kali Yuga. And what is the basic pastime in Kali Yuga? Harinama Harinam Harinama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Katyaranyatha. In the age of Kali, The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the process for self-realization. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times. You say something in Vedic culture three times. That's the biggest emphasis you can give. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. So, that's the Yuga Dharma. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would preach, Nitai would also preach, but Mahaprabhu is mainly preaching to intellectuals. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Pakshananda Saraswati, Maharaj Pratapurudra. He would speak to intellectuals. Nitai, he had the task of going out and preaching to the masses, and amongst the masses, the most fallen in the masses, like Jagai and Madhai. Why? Why did he focus primarily on the Jagai and Madhais? Because that would reveal the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in its ability to deliver the most fallen people, thus giving faith to the people of Kali Yuga. They could achieve the same perfection as those who practice meditation in the Satya Yuga, as those who do Agnihotras in the Treta Yuga, and those who went to the temple in Dvapara Yuga. The same perfection those great souls achieved in previous yugas could be achieved by a fallen, rotten sinner in Kali Yuga if he or she took up the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare, 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 This is why Nitai went to the most fallen people to glorify the process of chanting Hare Krishna. There's a saying in Bengal, if you see Nitai going into a brothel or a liquor house, don't think ill of him. He's not going there for any ulterior motive. He's there going to teach the people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, although Nitai has appeared in previous ages as Lakshman and Balaram, the original first expansion of the Lord. There's a special quality to Lord Nityananda's service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that didn't exist in Ram or Krishna's pastimes. There's some difference. What is that? Well, when Krishna or Ram came to this earth, they displayed their pastimes as a means to give people the impetus to take up their spiritual life. They showed the glories of the spiritual world. And when you compare the spiritual world to the material world, there's only one choice. I'll go to the spiritual world. The spiritual world is described as eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And you look at this world, it's temporary, full of ignorance and suffering, so it's a no-brainer. Where do you want to go? You want to stay here, where life is temporary, full of ignorance and suffering, or go to that world which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss? Who wants to stay here? Raise your hand. Who wants to go there? Raise your hand. You see, well, you've already made your decision 10 years ago. So when the Lord comes, basically what it is, it's like a theater. When you go to the theater, you sit in the seats, and then you become inspired. You walk out of the theater, and you're just, whatever the theme of the theater was, it stays in your heart for a little while, and you want to be like that hero, or you want to rescue that girl, you want to be the champ, you know, whatever, it's all mundane, but you're inspired. So when the Lord comes and shows the theater of the spiritual world, the reality of the spiritual world, oh, well, I want to become a devotee. But, just like the actors don't invite the members of the audience to come on the stage, no. But in Kali Yuga, in the theatrical production, the reality is what? They're introducing the process of the Yuga Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna. So the actors, the Panchatattva, they invite the audience, come on the stage and chant and dance with us and take prasada. This is the difference, isn't it? We're not just watching, we're participating in the pastimes. Someone may think, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I miss the pastimes of Lord Ram. I met one lady, she was, I don't know where she was, from India, but she was elderly all day long, 22 hours a day. She was writing, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai. She had like this, half the house was full of books, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. I said, why are you doing that? She said, I miss the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. This is the way I remember him, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. We may lament, I miss the pastimes of Krishna. In cosmic time, what is 5,000 years? It's just a moment like that. What to speak of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We just miss them by a blink of the eye. We're thinking 100 years long. 500 years, it's only five generations, going back a few grandmas and grandpas. We just missed the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But no, we didn't miss. Because the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are still going on. Because what is his pastime? Introducing the Sankirtan movement to the masses. And he said that the chanting of my names will go to every town and village of the world. And that will go on for, this is the golden age of Kali Yuga. According to the Acharyas, this is the golden age of Kali Yuga. It will go on for 10,000 years. So we're like pioneers in this process of distributing the holy names to every town and village. So you could say, in essence, the Sankirtan movement is still going on. One cannot preach Krishna consciousness unless he's empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's very much present. Very much present. So we can be part. This is the difference. Before you could only watch. This is very nice, Krishna Leela, Ram Leela. One day I would like to participate. Then you have to become perfect. Then you can participate. But the mercy of Gaur Nitai, you don't need any qualification except some enthusiasm. Yes, I want to chant and dance and be happy like those Hare Krishnas. Come join us. No, come on. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And in Rome, I heard Prabhupada say from the Vyasa-san, as soon as one chants Hare Krishna, Krishna takes a little black book, he marks your name down. Even one time, your name's there. That's it. And what is the result if you perform Sankirtan? In other words, if you, just like Gaur Nitai came to introduce the Sankirtan movement, this was their Leela introducing. So if you're also introducing, just like a father has a business and he's always hoping that in his old age the son will take over the business. I see the signs all over India. Agarwal and Sons. Sharma and Sons. Right? So the Supreme Father, that's Krishna. Aham Bijapada Pita, Krishna says he's the seed-giving father of all living entities. So in his absence, if you take up the same mission, oh, you become very dear to the Supreme Father. Very, very dear. So if you help Mahaprabhu, or you help Lord Nityananda to spread the Sankirtan movement, what happens? You get kripa. It's not enough just to practice, to ring the bells in the temple, to leave the comfort zone, and go out, and according to your ability, contribute. This is, first and foremost, a missionary movement. It's a missionary movement. And to the degree that we can assist, we get kripa. Just like Pavonanda Saraswati says in his Chaitanya Chandamrita, he was a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. He said, to the degree that we surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, to that degree, we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Goloka. So what will happen if you help? Of course, if you can just practice, this is also good. But life is short and then you die. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. There's danger at every step. We all have friends who passed away already, tragically in an accident or cancer at a young age or whatever. This is the law of nature. So easy could happen to us. We have to have this sense of urgency to become Krishna conscious. So here's the formula. You help. You assist. You bring others into the fold. And if you do that, what will happen? Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitai Parakamalam Koti Chandra Shushitala Jai Jai Jaya Jagat Churaya. He says, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like the cool moonlight of a million moons, under whose shelter everyone can find relief from the blazing fire of material suffering. So if we're suffering, and we have to be honest, we're all suffering to various degrees, what is the medicine? Chemotherapy? Sometimes the solution is worse than the problem itself. There's so many solutions, but what is the panacea? It's a powerful word in English, panacea. Panacea means the solution to all problems. And in material life, you can just speculate what is the panacea. But the panacea is the medicine bought by Gaur Nitai. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the medicine for the people of Kali Yuga to solve all problems. Because how are all problems solved? When you leave the world of problems. There's a set of problems when you're an infant. There's a set of problems when you're a child. There's a set of problems when you're a teenager. There's a set of problems when you're middle-aged. And I can tell you there's a set of problems when you reach 70 years of age. It all starts falling apart. You're giving class and you get one of those senior moments where you can't remember what you were talking about. There's problems from A to Z. And no amount of science or technology is going to change the fact. Science and technology can make life a little more easier, a little more tolerable, a little more comfortable. It can't stop birth, disease, old age, and death. So what is the panacea? It's on the tip of your tongues. Therefore, Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the guru of Srila Prabhupada, he said, you can tell how good a lecture is by how many times the speaker mentioned the name Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Right? Radhanath, somebody's going to ask, how was Maharaj's lecture? Whoa, really good. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So historically, Lord Nityananda, he appeared as the son of Hadai Pandit and Mother Padmavati in Eka Chakra. Everyone knows now Eka Chakra. 1473. Better remember. And he appeared 13 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, they were unable to conceive a child for some time. But one night, a great sage appeared in the dream of Mother Padmavati. And this sage revealed to her that very soon she will conceive a son who's a Mahapurusha. He said, it's worth waiting for. Like Prabhupada said, there's the demigods are lining up and the heavenly planets waiting to take birth in this ISKCON movement. So if you have to wait a little bit for a great soul, no problem. And this Mahapurusha, the sage revealed in her dream, he will possess unlimited Shakti. And what's more, he will deliver thousands of sinners from bondage. So she was expecting somebody very special. And you know we have that word in English, prodigy. You know, like the parents are just, you know, normal people, you know, workers in the factory or something. But at 4 years old, their child climbs up on the piano and plays, you know, Mozart or Beethoven. Wow! Prodigy. So in spiritual life, we also have prodigy. Just like Prabhupada said, that he with a touch of pride, because there's also pride in spiritual life. We're proud of our Krishna conscious parents. We're proud of our leaders in ISKCON. We're proud of the Pancha Tattva. We're proud of the previous Acharyas. So, yeah, like that. Prabhupada said one time, I appeared in a family of pure devotees. My father, Gaur Mohan Day, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada actually dedicated the Krishna book to his father, mentioning him as a pure devotee. Where he got the impetus for Krishna consciousness, which was further solidified by his eternal father and spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So prodigy means that, you know, that the child is born into a family, and that child manifests extraordinary qualities from the very beginning. Recently, I was with a six-year-old. I was with a family in America and visiting, and, you know, I like to be friendly with children and encourage them. So there's one six-year-old girl there, and I was saying, so, you know, what you do in the daytime will reflect at nighttime when you have dreams. So be a good little girl and chant Hare Krishna, read Krishna book, and eat your gulab jamuns. Then you'll dream about Krishna. So she said, Maharaj, do you dream of Krishna? Well. I said, no, but do you? She said, no, but I dream of Radharani. Oh, you dream of Radharani every night. Oh, really? Like, what do you do? Well, you know, like it said in Ananda Vindapan Champu. She's going on. You know, the Sakis are the older girls, but we're the Manjaris, we're the younger girls in the dream, and we help the Sakis. And the Sakis can't come when there's intimate pastimes. They're too old, but we actually going on like that. So I'm making the chandan. Sometimes I'm making the garlands. Sometimes I'm fanning Radharani. Do you fan Krishna? No, I don't fan Krishna. I fan Radha. So I said, wow, that's what you dream? She said, yeah, every night. I said, boy, I wish I could have dreams like that and be a servant of Radha. She said, no way, you can't do it. I said, why? Because you're a male. Okay, kid. So we had prasadam, and at the end I took a little prasadam off her plate and ate it. You never know who you're sitting next to. So prodigy. So Nitai was like that. Obviously, he's Lord Nityananda, he's the Lord himself. So one time he was playing with his childhood friends and they were doing Ramlila. And the boy who was playing Ravana shot an arrow, pretend arrow, to little Nitai, who was playing Lakshman. And he fell totally unconscious on the ground. No one could revive him. His mother was screaming, oh, my Nitai. So the boy who was playing Hanuman ran over to a little hillock and pulled some grass out, like, you know, the herbs that Hanuman got from the Himalayas, and gave it to Nitai, and immediately came awake again. But he actually fell unconscious. So performing these pastimes, it was not play, it was all transcendental reality. So when he was 12 years old, 12 or 13, Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur Dham. So knowing this fact, not many people knew, because he was Chana Avatar, hidden incarnation. He manifested his glories a little bit later when he was ready to start the Sankirtan movement, only Haridasa Thakur and Dvaitacharya. They knew that Mahaprabhu had appeared, so they were dancing on the banks of the Ganga like madmen. But of course, Nitai, being the Lord himself, when Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, it's described in Shastra that Lord Nityananda roared so loud, he made the entire universe unconscious for a few moments in his ecstasy. And he thought, how will I ever leave this Ekka Chakra and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's thinking, why was he thinking? Because his mother and father had so much affection for him. Your Indian families, you know how tight the family is. Even I'm meeting the boys, and there's a nice girl to get married, but the parents don't agree. So give her up. Okay. The ties are very strong. So Nitai was thinking, how am I going to leave home and join my transcendental brother in Kali Yuga to spread the holy names? Couldn't figure it out. But one day, a very tall sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit, And when a sannyasi comes to your home, I'm just reminding you, when a sannyasi comes to your home and preaches a little bit, or better yet, comes to the temple and gets everyone together, then the tradition is you have to give the sannyasi anything he asks for. So all these young boys, you'll come with me after the class, and we're going to go to the Polish tour, and you'll be part of it. It's okay, parents, I won't take them. So this sannyasi, after speaking and enlightening the family members, he said, I have something I'd like to request. So Hadai Pandit said, sir, you're a sannyasi, whatever it is, what do you require? He said, that boy, your son. So Hadai Pandit immediately consented, but the mother didn't consent. She said, please don't take my life away from me. Isn't it? The children, for the mother, the children, the life and soul, and so it should be. Because mother's meant to give that child the impression of Krishna consciousness. I was reading recently a psychology report that what we experience between the ages of 1 and 5 really determine who and what will be for the rest of our lives. It's such an important period. Although it may not appear to be intelligent, intelligence awakens at 5. There's a transformation there based on how the mother and father take care of the child. So papa's working, mother's taking care of the children. So the love is very strong. Hardest thing in the world is to send a boy to Gurukul at 7 years of age. I've seen the mothers cry. It's heartbreaking. I can't watch. So the Hadai Pandit, to facilitate the pastimes that were unfolding for the Sankirtan movement, he said, give me your boy. Don't take my life from me. So just to see how elevated was Mother Padmavati, that sannyasi took out a deity of Krishna. A beautiful deity of Krishna. Turibanga Sundara. Bent in 3 places, his eyes elongated to his ears, his lips red like bimba fruit. Playing on his venu, his flute. So beautiful deity. The deity was named Muralidhar. And he gave that deity to Mother Padmavati and said, this deity will fulfill your desires. In fact, if you worship this deity very nicely, you will one day see your son in this deity. So she took that deity, and while looking at him with loving eyes, she actually saw the face of her little boy Nityananda in the deity. So her heart was so satisfied, she gave her blessing, said, now you can take him, you can go. So elevated. Just like when Prabhupada was installing the small chota, Radha Krishna deities in Los Angeles in the early 70s. He said, if you see these deities as brass, they'll remain like brass to you forever. But if you worship them according to the rules and regulations of scripture and to develop some attachment, Prabhupada said, one day these deities will talk to you. He said that to the devotees, the ISKCON devotees, in the very beginning of the movement. So Mother Padmavati, she took the instruction of the sannyasi and looked at that deity affectionately. She saw her son in the deity. So she took that deity as her life and soul, and her son could go. So after traveling some time, the sannyasi passed away, but Nitai kept traveling. And Bhakti Ratnakara describes that during his pastimes of traveling to all the holy places in India, he came to Pandavapur, and he met a very special personality. The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. So the most important thing about going to a holy place is to associate with the holy people who live there. And because by hearing from them, you can understand the real glories of the holy place. It's said that a saintly person, he sees with his ears, not with his eyes. So when we go to a holy place, we're seeking out, yes, the leelas, but we get that impression by associating with the sadhus who live there. So in visiting Pandapur, Nita had the good fortune to meet Madhavendra Puri. And upon seeing Madhavendra Puri, who was the first person to really explain Madhurya Ras as we understand it in Vrajabhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham, he said to him, my dear Madhavendra Puri, my pilgrimage has at last born fruit today. Important instruction. And what did Madhavendrapuri reply? Sir, I have never before seen such ecstatic love of God as you have. But wherever such love of God is found, that is my favorite holy place. Isn't that nice? Wherever that love of God is found, that is my holy place. And where is that place where you find the highest love of God, most pure? Shri Brajabhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Jai. It's nice to hear how these great souls associated together and never criticized each other, but only glorified each other. So Nita, he actually traveled for 20 years. And when he knew, because again, he's the super soul in everyone's heart, he's the supreme personality of Godhead, when he knew that Mahaprabhu had revealed himself, Sadbuja, as the personality of Godhead, and taken the kirtan out of the house of Srivas Thakur, out! Take the chanting to the streets, just like at 26 Second Avenue, the devotees were chanting with Prabhupada for a long time. And one day Prabhupada said, all right, now take it outside on the streets of New York. Like, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to go in our robes with our shaved heads. And yep. That was the beginning of the Sankirtan movement in the Western Hemisphere. And you see that picture in that famous 26 Second Avenue film, that original film, that Brahmananda's coming out with, you know, the big bass drum and, you know, different devotees all kind of nervous to get out. But as soon as they got out there, they were experiencing the ocean of bliss of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, and it became a regular function in Tompkins Square Park, where Prabhupada also went and chanted Hare Krishna with the bongo. So when the Sankirtan movement started in earnest, Nitai, he rushed to Navadvip. He ran there, it's described. Just like one time Prabhupada was speaking about his disciples and how wonderful they were in their presence. Prabhupada liked to associate with his disciples. When it came time for association, Prabhupada didn't run back to India and go to see his godbrothers, with all due respect. He felt very happy in his disciples' association. So he was glorifying them. One devotee raised his hand and said, Prabhupada, you know, I don't know how I made it here. I was so sinful. And he started listing off his sins. About to stop, he said, that's all right. You may have been very sinful, but when you heard the chanting of Hare Krishna, you came running. That's your qualification. One of my favorite stories. You were who you were. You were doing what you did. Yes, it's a big disqualification. But when you heard the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, you came running. That's our only qualification. That we came running and joined the Sankirtan party. With our hands in the air, we kept on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Know for certain that chanting brought us to this movement. It's maintaining us in this movement, and it will deliver us back to Goloka Vrindavan. All glories to the holy names. Kali Kali Nam Rup, Krishna Avatar, in the age of Kali, the incarnation is the sound vibration of Krishna's holy names. So he was running to Navadvip, and Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that on the way, he was intoxicated with Krishna Prema, and he was just like an intoxicated elephant, they sway to and fro. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says, on the way, Nitai was swaying to and fro like a mad elephant, intoxicated by Krishna Prema. Sometimes he was weeping, sometimes he was crying, sometimes he was laughing like a madman. He's avadut. Doesn't follow the general process. He's avadut. He's above it all. He's mad. He's intoxicated with love of God. And when he arrived in Navadvip, he went to the house of Nandana Acharya. He didn't go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to the house of Nandana Acharya. But that night, Lord Chaitanya had a dream about Lord Nityananda. And when he woke in the morning, he was in the mood of Lord Balaram. He had a dream of Nithai, but who's Nithai? He's Balaram. So when Lord Chaitanya woke up in the morning, having dreamt of Nithai, he had this mood of Balaram, and he said to Srivas Pandit, "Bring me my liquors." You know, Balaram, he likes the honey from the tree, the Varuni beverage. You know, Varuni beverage. On Balaram's appearance day, we take a little bit of water, a little bit of milk, we pour tons of honey in it. We offer it to Balaram, we drink it, and we become little cuckoo. The Varuni beverage. Balaram becomes intoxicated with the Varuni beverage. Not like we do, but in a transcendental way. So in the mood of Balaram, because he dreamt of Nithai, Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas Pandit, "Bring me my liquors." So Srivas Pandit, this is a very deep pastime. He said to Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, you have those liquors in the form of love of God, and you are already distributing them to others in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra." So Mahaprabhu turned to Srivas Pandit, he said, "Yes, but to deliver this Krishna prema, I require my Nithai." Sometimes Prabhupada, when he's talking about Krishna, he said, "Our Krishna." So Srivas Pandit, then Mahaprabhu replied to him, "To distribute this Krishna prema, I need Nithai." So he said, "Go find Nithai." So Srivas Pandit, along with Haridas Thakur, they went everywhere in Navadvipa. But is he here? Is he there? But Vrindavan Das Thakur says in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, "Bhara Gudya Nityananda Tattva He Avatare Chaitanya Dikaya Jare Se Dikite Pare." He alone can see him, Nithai, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals to him. You can't see Nithai unless it's by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can't see any of these personalities without kripa, without mercy. We depend on Guru and Gauranga to have darshan of these personalities. So Srivas and Hari, they were looking everywhere, they couldn't find him because Mahaprabhu had a different plan. So the next night he said, "I will find him." So immediately he made a beeline right for the house of Nandanacharya. What a scene that would make in a movie. It would be like the pinnacle of the movie when Lord Nityananda, after traveling around for 20 years, knowing of the appearance of Chaitanya, waiting for the Sankirtan, because Nithai came to preach. He's the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan army. He's ready to preach. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they'd been separated for so long, and Krishna and Balaram, they're never separated. What a scene that would be in the movie, the transcendental emotion of running. You know, now they do it in some romantic movie. The boy runs to the girl and the girl jumps in his arms. Yuck. Sannyasi talk. They ran and they jumped in each other's arms and they embraced and they fell unconscious in transcendental ecstasy. So that time Gadadhar Pandit was there. Now, all these personalities, although Mahaprabhu was Chana Avatar, hidden Avatar, he couldn't fool his immediate associates. Just like if your mommy dresses up for some costume ball, she dresses up like Cinderella or something, and she passes by, "Hey, Mom, what time's dinner?" "I'm Cinderella." "You're not Cinderella. You're my mom. Come on, what time's dinner?" So although Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as disguised so he could start his Sankirtan movement appropriately, couldn't fool Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. They all were dancing the moment he appeared in Navadvip. So these associates, they knew everything about Chaitanya and Nityananda. So Gadadhar Pandit, when he saw the two of them fallen on the ground unconscious, he knew their transcendental identities as Krishna and Balaram, so he recited the following verse to bring them back to consciousness. Bear in mind, Gaur and Nithai have fallen on the ground after meeting, and they're unconscious. So Gadadhar Pandit uses a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to Revive them, help them remember their pastimes as Krishna and Balaram, and wake up. Listen to this verse. It's from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21.5. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue kanikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vajayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glory. Boom! Gorni Taimini, you woke up. That's us. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Wait a minute. This is Kali Yuga. So, seeing this, the devotees, they were like mesmerized. Like, wow. These two divine personalities have met. What's going to happen now? So, everyone was silent. So Mahaprabhu, he requested Srivas to break the silence by making the deep personality of Lord Nityananda manifest. So Srivas sang a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna's coming back from the forest. And when Nitai heard this verse, he fainted and came back to consciousness. And upon seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitai said, I searched the whole world over but couldn't find you. Now I have found the thief who has stolen my heart. Now I will never let you go. Sri Nityananda Ram Ki. This is a real love. I'll never let you go. At that point, thank God for God, at that point the Sankirtan movement began in earnest. And as I said earlier, well, let us say that Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya created a net of Sankirtan which no one can escape. Just like in the old days, the gladiators, they would fight with different weapons. One of their weapons was a net. They'd throw the net over somebody, that person couldn't move, and then they'd kill them. Or fishermen will catch fish in a net. So Mahaprabhu, he created a net, a network, International Society for Krishna Consciousness Key, by which nobody in Mumbai can escape. Everywhere I go, Hare Krishna. Even I was in Chor Bazaar. I practically live there. So many cool things you can find for deity puja. Even the Muslims, I walk back. Oh, Hare Krishna. Salam Alaikum. No, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Mahaprabhu covers everything from A to Z. So himself, he would, like here, I'm always saying that I feel intimidated to come and preach here because, as I say, I've heard that to be a brahmachari in this temple, you have to have a master's in engineering, information technology, biology, I don't know what. And if you have a PhD, you get more Mahaprasadam than the other brahmachari. Like that. So who am I to speak to all these educated persons? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would like preach like that to the intellectual, Sarvabhauma, Prakasananda, King Pataparudra, Brahmins, Kattriyas, Nitai, go out, preach to the fallen masses. So he had a Sankirtan partner. Who was his partner? Haridas Thakur. They'd go out, and Haridas Thakur is a little older, elderly, and Nitai, again, he's avadut, totally immersed in love of God. They'd knock on the doors, and Nitai would say, chant! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare. And the lady of the house would go, no. And he said, no? No. Chant, no, chant, no. Like Prabhupada would say sometimes, he'd encourage, chant, I can't, chant, I can't, chant. So Nitai would say, unless you chant Hare Krishna, I'm going to get on the ground, roll around your house and break all your furniture. No. He'd get on the ground, he'd start rolling around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Nitai, thank you very much. You're delivered. But sometimes, because again, there's this strong connection between Nitai and Balaram, like there's a strong connection between Chaitanya and really Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanga. So sometimes when the young girls would come, Balaram would see them like gopis. You would like to Rasa Leela with me? And the parents would get so, and Haridas, oh my God, Nitai, stop talking like that. We're never going to, she's a beautiful gopi, she has so much bhav for Krishna. So there were some problems, like, so they come back and Haridas would complain, can I get another Sankirtan partner? He'd say, I go out with this Nityananda, this Avaduta, and he jumps in the Ganga and chases crocodiles. He rides in a bull and he says, I am Shiva. We're going around town, there's a bull. He goes, I am Shiva, I am Shiva. He plunders the cowherds and the farmers and eats all the yogurt and embraces the young girls and asks them to dance with him for a night of Brahma. I need a new Sankirtan partner, please. Mahaprabhu would have none of it. Just go out and preach. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So we all know the pastime of Jagai and Madhai. You just close your eyes. Remember there was one Sunday feast where they did the play, right? And one of the intellectual PhD brahmacharis played Jagai, and one of the three PhDs played Madhai, and we all kind of laughed, but this is no laughing matter. We have that saying in English, this is no laughing, my mother used to say, this is no laughing matter, your poor grades. Sorry, boys. So, Jagai and Madhai, they were rascals number one. We say in Hindi, dacoit. They were dacoits. They were rapers, murderers, extortionists, like this. So, when Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to Jagai and Madhai, later Madhai felt so bad that he'd broken the pot on the head of Lord Nityananda. He felt remorse. You can be the worst of the sinners, but if you express remorse and you agree to change your ways and you chant Hare Krishna, you can be accepted into the Brahmacharya Ashram. Even without a PhD. Isn't it? If you express remorse, you give up sin, and you chant Hare Krishna, it doesn't matter. You can be from hellish planets. Just like one time one of my godbrothers, he asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, where are you going when you leave this world? I mean, I would never ask a question like that to my spiritual master. But this is a new bhakta. Where are you going? Prabhupada said, I'm going to Patala Loka. I plan to preach in the hellish planets. Follow me there. Only the sincere students will go to Patala Loka. I would go to get Prabhupada's association. So this was the nature of Jagai and Madhai. So Madhai, when he broke that pot and blood came, and although he was delivered, he could never forget this act of violence on Lord Nityananda. In fact, one time Madhai approached Lord Nityananda after this pastime, after he was delivered. Actually, when Mahaprabhu accepted Jagai and Madhai as his disciples because they promised to do those three things, he embraced them. He embraced Jagai and Madhai. You know what happened? His body turned black like night. Not like Shamsundar. Black like night from the sins of Jagai and Madhai. And he said to the general assembly of devotees, anyone who speaks ill of a Vaishnava, anyone who criticizes a Vaishnava, anyone who finds fault with a Vaishnava, I will give them these black sins of Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, the first offense to the holy name is to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives for preaching the glories of the Lord. There may be some pockmarks on the moon, but overall, the moon is very beautiful and is giving light in the darkness of night. So better to see the good qualities and know the bad qualities are there, but know if someone's chanting Hare Krishna, these bad qualities will fly away in due course of time. Many lessons to be learned from these pastimes. So, Madhai, when he met Lord Nityananda and he saw that little scar on his forehead, you know what he said to him? Would you like to hear what he said? My Lord, when I think that it is you who sustains the universe in the form of Vishnu, it is by your Shakti that Brahma creates and Rudra destroys the universe, and it is you whose body I struck, the fire of penitence begins to smolder in my heart, and there is no peace for me. I think you should not have forgiven me. And he falls at the feet of Lord Nityananda and he begs, please save me. So we should identify more with Jagai and Madhe than Maharaj Patruparudra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. We should be honest with ourselves, call a spade, and we are more in that fallen category. But if we're begging for forgiveness for our sins, and we enthusiastically take up the process of practicing Krishna consciousness, and what's more, distributing Krishna consciousness, then like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said at one initiation ceremony, he said, I see no reason why all my disciples cannot go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ki! Srila Prabhupada, ki! Jai. Guru Parampara, ki! Jai. So what did Lord Nityananda say? How did he reply? Madhai, you are like my own child, my son. If the child strikes the father, does the father feel hurt? I was walking in, I saw a mother carrying a baby. Boom, baby kicked her in the mouth. She smiled. I'm walking down the street and somebody kicks me in the mouth. I'm not going to smile. But because it's baby, it's a love tap. So Nitai took it like that. We have so much, our well-wishers have so much love and so much compassion for all of us. We should never abuse it. But then he continued. He said, my dear Madhai, if you want then to purify yourself, make a bathing ghat for all the people that come here to Navadvip to bathe in the Ganges. Chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day. It's 192 rounds. And serve the lotus feet of anyone who comes to bathe. You wash their feet. So here's the gangster, the Don, the godfather of all the bad guys in Navadvip. What's he doing? The pilgrim, please put your feet here in the Ganga. Let me scrub them. Let me take the water and put it on my head. This is the power. This is the transformation that comes when we chant sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he did that, Madhai. He built a ghat, it's still there. I was there recently, the ghat's still there. I took the water, I took the mud, I ate the mud, took the grass, squeezed it on my head. There must be some atoms of mercy from that devotee. Actually, Jagai Madhai went on to accept disciples. That's simply amazing. The mercy of Lord Nityananda, isn't it? Prabhupada said, before all of you came to speaking to us Western boys and girls, hippies, before you came to Krishna consciousness, you were all dirty and forlorn and despondent, engaged in so many sinful activities, sad. But now that you've come to Krishna consciousness with Kunti Mala and Japa Mala, shaved heads, saris and dhotis, he said, smiling, you look just like you've come from Vaikuntha. So we shouldn't think, though, we should remain humble. It was only a few hours ago we were on the street in cosmic time. We should never think we're better than others. We don't want this smarta brahmana consciousness to seep into Krishna consciousness like it did into Vedic culture at one time. We're not better than anyone else. We're just a little more fortunate. And if you share that good fortune with others, you won't be bereft. Like if you give something away, you've lost it. But in Krishna consciousness, 1 minus 1 equals 1,000,000. So if you share the good fortune you've had with others, you won't be bereft. You'll get it back 1,000,000 times. And that's the secret to advancement in Krishna consciousness, to preach. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Which means also so many different activities. So, Dagan and Madhai were delivered, and this pastime was there to give us hope. To further facilitate his mission, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And he proceeded to Neelachala, Jagannath Puri, with Nitai. He got to Dandabhanga. Dandabhanga. It's now called Dandabhanga. Where the danda was broken. He liked his danda very much. Like, I like my danda. You see my danda? I love my danda. I wasn't carrying a danda. They say after 10 years you don't have to carry it. The 3 times I dreamt to Prabhupada, he said, why are you not carrying your danda? Well, then I had this danda made. And travel. It breaks apart in 3-4 pieces. I can take it on the airplane, no problem. And Prabhupada told Bhavananda, you don't actually have to wrap the danda, because I like how the Shankaracharya sannyasis, they carry their danda, the Ramanujis, like that without. So, Mahaprabhu, this is the emblem. It's said that the 33 crores of demigods reside in the danda. And we need all the help we can get to become Krishna conscious. Sadhu sangha, sarva shrista koi lava matta, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. I have 33 million demigods with me. So, they were traveling together, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one point near Puri, he wanted to go visit a nearby Shiva temple. He gave his danda to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda addressed the danda. He talked to the danda. He said, hey danda, you are so bold, you are so arrogant, the one whom we hold dearly in our hearts, you ride on his shoulder. Today, you will have to suffer punishment for the sin of riding on the shoulder of he who is dead. He broke that danda in 3 places and threw it in the river. Now Mahaprabhu came back when seeing Lord Shiva, my danda. And Nitai said, I broke that old bamboo pole. Bamboo pole? This is it. 33 million demigods reside. You call it a bamboo pole? Nitai said, I know that all the demigods reside in that danda, but we cannot tolerate your carrying the demigods on your shoulder. They should carry you. Mahaprabhu said, that danda was my only companion after taking sannyas. When a man takes sannyas, his name is struck off the town register, dead. He becomes materially dead, and he becomes a citizen of the world. And his only companion is his danda. Now it's gone, Mahaprabhu said. Therefore I will travel to Puri alone. And he walked off to Puri alone. Vaishnav commenters say that actually it was the mercy of Nitai that he broke up that danda. There's a very deep esoteric reason why Nitai broke the danda, Dandabhanga. And I'll tell you next year when I come to Chaupati on this day. Would you like to know today? It's very deep. The acharyas say that within that danda of Mahaprabhu was the real essence of his movement, what he really wanted to distribute to the world, which was Krishna Prema. Namo Maha Badanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gotashve. This is the mystery. This is the most amazing thing, that he came to give Krishna Prema, 24 karat gold, love of God, not even Aishwarya Bhav, but Madhurya Ras, to the Jagaya and Madhais of Kali Yuga. What? That verse came from the mouth of Srila Rupa Goswami when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like you meet someone. Oh, how are you? Oh, nice. No. Namo Maha Badanaya Krishna prem pavrayate, Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne go to say. This is how Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fell at his feet. That's where the verse came from. So that prema was in the danda. And when he broke open that danda in three places, that prema flowed out throughout the world by the mercy of the Lord's devotee. Nitai. Shri Nityananda Mahajan ki. Krishna prema ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Just a little bit longer, because we have to relish these days. Every day in Krishna consciousness is potent, but these days are super potent. Later Mahaprabhu, he toured South India, he came back, and he asked Nitai to become a householder. The idea being that most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were renunciates, so people might think in order to become Krishna conscious, I have to become a renunciate. But most people can't do that. So as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the crest jewel for those in the renounced order of life, his other half, his brother, showed the example for householders. How to follow the path, the natural path of the safest path, Prabhupada said of voice, close your ears. The safest path, grihastha life. You didn't hear that. We situate that ourselves in that ashram where we feel the most comfortable so we can peacefully practice Krishna consciousness. So these are the glories of Lord Nityananda. It's said that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in four places. Where was he in four places? He was at Mother Sachi's house. He was present in the kirtan of Srivas Pandit. He's always present in the house of Raghava Pandit and wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing. So on these days, we take every opportunity to have kirtan and dance. I didn't see any of you dancing. You were sitting like very good bhajanandis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have some heavy boots on or what? You can't dance. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. Even Prabhupada was elderly. He was 75, 80. He was dancing. It was Prabhupada who actually made amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas the worship of Lord Nityananda so prominent. Actually, if you go to the Gaudiya Math temples, you see Gauranga on the altar. Radha Krishna and Gauranga, because Gauranga is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He's the Yuga avatar. But Prabhupada introduced the worship of Nityananda. Gornitai, actually. And he made that mantra very popular. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasi. Because when you chant Hare Krishna, you can make offenses. There's 10 offenses. There's no offenses when you chant the Panchatattva mantra. Because Gornitai, they don't accept offenses, they only accept seva. Otherwise, how will the people of this age be delivered? They don't accept offenses, they only accept seva. That's our saving grace, so to speak, to use a little pun there. It's our saving. I remember one time I wrote to Prabhupada and I said, you know, I'm traveling Sankirtan party at 7 brahmacharis in a little van, squeezed, packed up tight. At night we'd sleep in the van and so like sardines, if one person turned over, everybody turned over. And we had our shower in the corner and you just sit and wait while somebody's bathing and splashing you, and Bhagavatam class, we cook there, everything. So I wrote Prabhupada, I said, we want to have Gornitai deities to remain enthusiastic. And Prabhupada wrote back, no. You boys are doing such important work, the deity worship will become a botheration. You don't have room in your van. I don't know how he knew. But later, he wrote us some months later that he said, I have a very good idea. Gornitai are very merciful. I want you to make Gornitai deities in brass and distribute them door to door. Can you imagine? Prabhupada wrote us, distribute deities of Gaur-Nitai door to door. Why? Because Lord Nityananda is so merciful. One time there was a devotee in a temple in southern part of the United States, and he was nonsense. He did some nonsense things. So temple president kicked him out just before Prabhupada came. Prabhupada came, and he was in his room one evening. That devotee climbed in the window and came into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada, they have kicked me out of the temple. What have you done? Oh, I did this, I did that. You are such a nonsense. Call the temple president. Temple president came, and Prabhupada told him, this man has to stay in the temple. The temple president said, do you know what he's done? Yes, I know what he's done. Prabhupada said, but you should know that Lord Nityananda is very, very, very merciful. That's all Prabhupada said. Three times. Lord Nityananda is very, very, very... What I say three times to stress something. Itai is so... He's so kind. And again, the best way to worship him is to serve that which is dear to his heart. This is from a lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Listen carefully. Nityananda Prabhu approached Jagai and Madhai at the risk of being personally injured. And still he definitely delivered them. The world is full of Jagai and Madhais, namely drunkards, woman hunters, meat eaters, and gamblers. And we have to approach them at the risk of insult, injury, and similar other rewards. To face such reverse conditions of life and to suffer thereby the results of actions is considered as the greatest penance and austerity in the matter of spiritual advancement of life. January 27, 1970. Srila Prabhupada, Key. Yes. Fortunately, in this country, people are aware, still somewhat aware of spiritual culture. So it's not so difficult. Prabhupada said in London one time, if you just scratch the skin of a person from India, he said, you'll find Krishna consciousness. Scratch your skin. You see, you know. So here, the task is made a little bit easier. Not so difficult. So according to how your authorities have constructed the Sankirtan movement, the various ways, educational programs in universities, seminars, and so forth, then you contribute. If nothing else, you can wash the clothes of the devotees going on Sankirtan. The mothers can feed them prasadam up to the neck. You can encourage them. But I've seen what Vaisheshika Prabhu has done in ISKCON Silicon Valley. There's so many good Indian people living there. Unfortunately, all the intelligent boys from South India, from Dravidadesh, who were doing the shamskaras and studying the Sanskrit and becoming scholars and following Ramanujacharya, they've all gone to San Jose to become information technology students and make lots of money. But they're there, and Vaisheshika Prabhu has made an army of Indian families the top book distributors in the world. Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki. I've seen children as young as 7 or 8 on the streets of San Francisco. Excuse me, sir, have you heard of Lord Nityananda? Nina, who? Repeat after me. Nitya, Nanda. Nanda, thank you very much. Take this book. How much is it? You can give $100 or less. Or more. People give. It's possible for anyone and everyone to engage in sharing the good fortune with others. To take a little risk to go out and preach. We make more progress from blessings than we do our own efforts in Krishna consciousness. Our efforts, you know, struggling, 16 rounds, the principles, the rules, but if you go out, the mercy falleth like a gentle rain from heaven, as Shakespeare put it. And in doing so, you'll see the same miracles that you read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why not? The Sankirtan movement is still alive. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still directing. Nitya is there. They want it to continue for 10,000 years. So you'll get mercy. You'll see things that ordinary people never see. What is a miracle? A miracle is something that contradicts the laws of nature. What is the greatest miracle? One time they asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is your miracle? You can make the ashes come in the hand? Like, really, ashes? Sai Baba can do. Can you make a silver chain come from behind your neck? Prabhupada said, what is my miracle? He waved his hand. All these American boys and girls, they were Jagai and Madhais, and now they're Vaishnavas. This is my miracle. But that's not enough, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who we must also please, he's the pioneer, he said, he will not be happy until all the 14 worlds are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So preaching does that. And you get to see this miracle of, as Sanatana Goswami says, there's a miracle. You can take bell metal and turn it into gold. By the process of Krishna consciousness, you can take an ordinary person made to Pukka Brahmana Vaishnava. So preach and the miracles will be manifest before you. I remember one time, my Sankirtan party very much felt the mercy of Lord Nityananda against all odds. Against all odds. We were successful in our mission. We were in the we were in Central Asia and we were going to the Muslim countries. Prahlad, my old friend Sri Prahlad, and Uttama Shloka is now Sagar Maharaj, Bhakti Bhringa Govinda Swami Maharaj. We had maybe six boys in our traveling party. We were going through to all the stans. Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. And we just come from Samarkand. You know, Samarkand is the ancient capital of Islam, even before Mecca. Very beautiful town. It remains much as it is. It's much in ruins, but very beautiful mosques. The people were sweet and very accommodating. A little bit, you're like, who are these people with shaved heads and saffron clothes? But they, you know, we had some kirtan. A few people came and, you know, but then we had an appointment. We had a little program to do in Tajikistan. You can say like that? Tajikistan. You can't say it. Alak balakumdulillah. There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet. Salam alaikum. Alaikum salam. Yes? To go to these Muslim countries, many times I'm going in immigration, and I go in army clothes, but I have my saffron cloth, my beads. Like Gayatri said, what is this? This is some costume party we're holding in there. What are you coming here for? Who are you? Alakba alhamdulillah. There is no God but God, and Muhammad, praise his soul, is the prophet. Young man, you are welcome to come into our country. I'm not being disrespectful, because many of my good friends are imams, actually, in Oman and Emirates. I have very close friends, and we meet and we discuss Quran. I've read Quran and Gita, so I enjoy meeting with them. I learn much from them. But in this case, and we are going to Tajik from Samarkand down to Dushanbe. Dushanbe is the capital of Tajikistan, but there was a civil war going on in Tajikistan, and there was a curfew. By midnight, there couldn't be any movements on the street, or you were shot on sight. So we were driving like mad, you know, in the evening, and it got dark from Samarkand to Dushanbe. You know, this part of the world is the dirt roads, and, you know, policemen here and there, and suspicious people. A lot of terrorist groups come from that part of the world, and we're driving down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Close the windows, don't make too much noise. So we're driving and we're just got inside Tajikistan. And I kept on the driver, you got to really press on that pedal, boy, because I don't want to be there after midnight and get shot at. Because I'd heard how people had got shot there. There's a small little temple. Devotees were telling us, you must get here before midnight. We're driving along and along, and all of a sudden we come to this field in the middle of nowhere, maybe 10 kilometers outside of the last village. There's this huge party going on. It's huge. It's like maybe 1,000 people, big party. And so Govinda Maharaj says, let's stop and see what's happening. Maharaj, we got to get to Dushanbe before. Now let's just stop and see what's going to happen. So the driver stopped about 20 meters from where the function was going on. It was immediately surrounded by Muslims looking in. What is it? Strange white people. They have drums there and clothes. And I rolled out the window. Hi, guys. Who are you? Why are you dressed like that? I had to think really fast. We're imams from India. You're imams, you're priests. Yeah, we're Muslim imams. Where are you from? Vrindavan. You're Muslims? Yes, our leader was Akbar. You know Akbar? We know so that Akbar, alhamdulillah. Whoa, come to the party. You come to the party. Salam alaikum. You come to the party. You come and you eat the sheep with us. I said, like, what kind of party is it? Marriage. We need the blessings of the imams. You come and bless this wedding. The couple will be very happy that they can get your blessings, the imams. Come. We didn't have time to change our clothes. They got out just like this, like Jaffa beads. Without the mridanga, Prahlad had an accordion. I didn't want to leave it in the car. It's going to get stolen. So we came with all our musical instruments, and there was this 1,000 people, and they were dancing and dancing and singing to the Arabic music like that. And there was a big, beautiful, like, a tent, you know, a little pavilion there, and there was the couple. And they took me straight to the couple. I said, this iman, he follows Akbar. He's from Vrindavan. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you with a special prayer from the Quran. So I put my hand on the man's head and I went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And I told the lady, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara. He said, I have never heard that prayer. I said, no, this is like the Sufis. You know, the Sufis, they have some mystical mantras. This is first time I've ever chanted for the couple. They will be blessed. You wait and see how they get blessed. And the girl started crying. Oh, I'm so blessed, so blessed. Could you say it again? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti. Oh, I feel so blessed, so blessed. And the man said, I want my blessing again too. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. But we imams, Muhammad, bless his soul, we imams in India, we have to do things three times. Okay! Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Now, for your marriage to prosper in our iman tradition in India, you have to repeat the prayer. You have to learn the prayer by heart and chant it together throughout your marriage. So repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They lit the whole mantra. Then the man said, sir, you have a nice voice. Why don't you go on the stage and sing the prayer? Well, everyone can get benefited. Whoa. said, why only the couple should get the blessing? The whole village should get the blessing. Are you okay? I said to Prahlad, this is really every town and village. So we went on the stage, and they had this huge sound system. You could hear it for kilometers, actually. And the people just stood staring at it. They were like, everyone stopped dancing and looked at us like we were from the moon. And we had a translator, of course, the person who seems, we are blessed, he said to the people. We are blessed by Muhammad, by Allah, that these imams have come all the way from India just to bless us. He was making it like we came just for the program. They have come a little late, but Allah has sent them. I'm looking at Govinda Maharaj. Yeah, Allah has sent us here. Yeah, right. So they're going to sing a special prayer from the Quran. And you may not have heard it because it's from the mystic Sufis. But you'll all get the blessings of Allah. And I said, yes, you will definitely get the blessings of Allah. So it's 1,000 people. So I came, I said, so we just don't want to sing it for you. We want you to sing it with us. So all of you good people here in this village, you repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! You know, not like, you know, a little Sunday feast, Hare Krishna, the guests are, you know, they were a little intoxicated, and they were like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! Krishna, 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 Krishna! Unbelievable. For 20 minutes, the whole atmosphere was resounding with the holy names. I said, now, part of the prayer is you have to dance. And I heard one man said, I like this very much. He said, I like this very much. So I said, I'm going to teach you the Muhammad step. No offense to my Islamic friends, but because we have the Swami step. So this is the... So everybody here, put your hands in the air and say, Hari Bol! 1,000 Islamic people, Hari Bol! I think, God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be here witnessing this. This is right out of the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You put your feet a little bit apart and you put your right foot in front of your left foot. Now bring it back. Left foot in front of your right. Bring it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. And someone said, the prayer, the prayer. All right, all right. The prayer. We want the prayer. We want the prayer. We want the prayer. Allahu Akbar. The prayer is good. So you know Prahlad. Have you heard Prahlad's kirtans? That was his best night ever. Took that accordion. You know, he started singing one of his beautiful melodies. You know, people were swooning like this. And everyone was speaking so loud. They were just back and forth. And then I said, the Muhammad step! And they put their arms up and they're swaying back and forth. And then it got, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And one man said, can I do it a little faster? 1, 2, 3. I said, dance whoever you want. It went crazy. You know, I was playing Mridanga. I mean, I'm not the best, you know, but that was my best night ever for Mridanga. And the boys were dancing on the stage. Whatever the boys did, the crowd did. We had a couple of wild brahmacharis. Then the brahmacharis did the helicopter. You know the helicopter? You hold hands and you twirl. Oh my God. All the couples, the men and women, they started doing helicopters. I thought they were going to take off in the sky. And I kept thinking, how merciful is Gaurani Thai? What is this, the trick of the Sankirtan movement that everyone's engaged in the Yuga Dharma? They're not watching the show from the seats. They're part of the pastime. Gaurani Thai, it's different than Ram Lila, Krishna Lila. They're part of the pastime Sankirtan, distributing the holy name. These people were chanting and dancing like crazy. It went on for an hour and a half. I was exhausted. I stopped. No, more, more. Hurimo, hurimo. Hurimo, hurimo, hurimo. Finally, I just fell on the stage. I said, all right. He said, we'll give you time to eat, then you have to come back. Eat? We have very good sheep. We kept one very good sheep for you. Like, come. This long wooden table. Long wooden table. I couldn't say no. They're pushing me. We have the best wine. We have the best sheep. You sit down. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. We're following Ramadan. He said, Ramadan's not for 4 months. You know, it's a Muslim holiday. You fast, you know. It's like, we're following Ramadan. Ramadan 4 months. No, in India we follow Ramadan now. And we only take water in Ramadan. No, but you can eat after sunset. No, in our end, we follow Sufi tradition, something mystical. So we're only taking water, and we already had our water today. You won't? No, we are very strict Muslims. Sometimes I wish I could be as strict as my Muslim friends. So a little wine. I said, no, not nothing, you know. We've already had our water. So then he said, all right, let's go back to the beginning. What do you mean? You go bless the couple again. And the lady said, yeah, I want my prayer. Can you write it down for me? Okay, lady, I wrote it down. She goes, and she said, oh. She put it like this. I'm going to keep this forever. And the man, what's my prayer? Hare Krishna. I know that. I was singing and dancing too. So then the couple went into the middle. Everyone surrounded them. And I said, we're going to have a crowd blessing here. Everyone raise your hands and do the Mohammed step and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So they all hold hands, 1,000 people. I started dancing in a circle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I looked at Prahlad. I said, what is going on? He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. So it was like 10:30, quarter to 11. You know, we had an hour to get to Dushanbe. I said, sir, our duties in Dushanbe are calling us. He said, no, you're not going. What? There's another wedding 10 miles from here. You ask Govinda Maharaj. I almost fainted. No, but, no. You know imams. Imams must go from one wedding. Yeah, I know. You know the tradition. Yeah, I know very well. We go from wedding to wedding. Yeah. Get in your car. Yes, okay. So we drove. Another wedding. We'd like to introduce you to this imam from India. Yes, he has special prayer, and he has very nice dance. But we stayed 45 minutes there. Somehow or other, we escaped. Got on the car, and we drove like mad to Dushanbe. We got there at 12:30. We were driving through the center. There were bullets flying everywhere. The rival groups were fighting. We drove straight down. I said to Prahlad, this is much different than having kirtan, getting shot at. And we drew up a little hill and came into the temple and laid down on our beds. And I turned to Prahlad. I said, I think I just had the most amazing dream in my life. He said, Gurudev, that was no dream. That was the modern day pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Sri Nityananda's appearance day. Shri Panchatattva ke, Shri Prabhupada ke, Shri Krishna Sankirtan ke, Uprem Dan Harinam Sankirtan Yagya ke, Hare Krishna Ma Mantra ke, Srinam Prabhu ke, Back home, back to Godhead ke, Take all the conditioned souls of the 14 worlds with us ke, Go Premananda! Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.